This is Lord Death of the DWMA, and you're watching another episode of Goth Geek Podcast. Now stay tuned, or I'll be forced to give you a Reaper Chop. And I mean it.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Nicholas Black. You're listening to episode 34 of the Goth Geek Podcast. Holy cow, can you guys believe it is already the end of October? Oh my god, month is flying by. Flew by, I guess, really. But before we get into everything we're going to talk about today, as always, go ahead and give us a like, a follow, or subscribe at The Goth Geek over on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Wow, I'm apparently already failing at remembering what social media we're on. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at The Goth Geek. Or check out our Etsy shop by simply going to gothgeek.net. That's gothgeek.net. And you can see all our cool, fun items, such as dice sets and coffin boxes and tombstone boxes, posters. We have some new cool, like, goth wooden signs, ornaments, coffin-shaped ornaments for your Halloween and Christmas trees, all sorts of cool stuff, jewelry. Check it out, gothgeek.net, free shipping on most items. And now, as always, on with the show. So yeah, I can't believe the month has flown by. It's been super quick. We've been doing a lot of shows. We did a Tucson Terror Fest, which was a horror con. It's only in its second year. That was a lot of fun. Very different. We've done a couple of smaller shows at one of our favorite oddity shops here in Tucson. We got back from our vacation in September, and we hit the ground running. We've got another convention we're doing called TuskCon in November. It's a science fiction convention. So we've just been kind of busy. And so because of that, we've been having trouble scheduling the podcast. And I keep saying we because my wife and I do the conventions together. She's very nice to help me out at the shows and whatnot. You might have met her if you've been to any of our shows here in Arizona. As always, the podcast is just me for now, rambling about different topics and whatnot. Today's topics are going to range wildly. And I'm a bit rusty still, because I keep not doing this every 2 weeks like I plan to. At this point, we're getting two in for October, one in the beginning and one here at the end. But I'm really trying to get the podcast going a little more on a regular schedule, every 2 weeks. So hopefully we can get that taken care of to the whole, like, six of you that listen. But anyways, so one of my biggest pet peeves right now that really just kind of fucking pissed me off was a week and a half ago, we went to Target, and we hadn't had a chance to go check out the Halloween stuff yet, really. We did a little bit on vacation, because we happened to need to grab something while we were in Florida, and we went to a Target. And so we saw some of the stuff they had there, but that was September, so they didn't have everything out. And then, like I said, just recently, we got busy with things going on, so we really haven't had a chance to really get to see everything at Target. So last week, which is mid-October, we decided, okay, we'll go to Target, we need to pick up a few things, and hey, while we're there, let's check out the Halloween stuff, because we love Target for Halloween. And the fuck is going on this year with Target and Halloween? Half the shit was gone. Like, completely gone. And they already had Christmas stuff up. I was floored. Like, it was the most depressing thing I've ever seen. What the fuck, Target? Like, I understand you don't want to have product out for too long, and you know, if it's not going to sell, it's not going to sell. But Halloween's not, as of this recording, Halloween's not for another couple of days, and this was last week, early last week. So Halloween was not for another 2 weeks, because Halloween's on a Sunday this year. And you had literally a whole bunch of candy still, and that was it. Everything else was gone. Oh, and some costumes. You had a few costumes. Everything else was bare. Like, nothing but the, you know, Target branded decoration, you know, crap they put on the back of the freaking aisles, you know, behind the pegboard shit. That was it. And then they had Christmas stuff in certain sections already out. God damn it. I am, like, fucking pissed. Like, how? How did this happen? I don't understand how Target could be doing this early. Was there a shortage that we didn't know about? I mean, I know there's been shortages. Not to get into the, you know, real news about or anything per se. I know there's been shortages with stock and whatnot. But the fact that they already had Christmas stuff out makes me think that maybe it was something else. And the fact that, like I said, we'd gone to a Target in September in Florida, and, I mean, they had stuff there. I mean, it wasn't completely full yet. You could tell they were still stocking the shelves, getting ready for the Halloween season. But it was still fuller than way fuller than what I saw a week ago. So I'm not sure what the hell's going on, Target. But I'm really disappointed. Maybe somebody can help me with this. We haven't really been out too much because of our schedules and because of COVID still. So maybe it's just a supply chain thing still. And Target's just trying to do the best they can. But it really didn't seem like that. It seemed like they were really just trying to get rid of Halloween as quickly as possible this year. It really just kind of pissed me off. I went there today, and it's even worse. Not that I didn't think it was going to get any better, per se, but I was thinking, well, maybe the trucks were just a little bit late. You know, I expect the shit from, like, Michael's and Joann's, you know, the crafting stores and shit that, like, you know, get Halloween stuff at the end of July, because that's what they do, you know? We look forward to this crap at the end of July. End of early August, you can start doing Halloween shopping at these craft stores, knowing full well that by the time spooky season actually happens, Christmas will be in full swing. That's just how the fuck it works. So, that doesn't surprise me. But Target, fuck you, Target. What the hell? Seriously. I'm just really disappointed with them. Kind of disappointed with Walmart a little bit, too. Went out to go buy pumpkins for carving. And when do you buy pumpkins? Let me know. Comment. When do you buy your pumpkins for your carving? When do you carve your pumpkins? We always do it, like, a couple of days before Halloween. I won't say last minute, but because of, one, you don't want your pumpkins to go rot, and two, you don't want your jack-o'-lanterns to rot, we always carve them a couple days before Halloween. Like, this year, Halloween's on a Sunday, so we're planning on carving our pumpkins on Friday. 2 days. So we are planning on buying our pumpkins this week. Seems reasonable to me. On Monday, I went to Walmart. Because that's where we usually buy our pumpkins. I know some people go out to, like, pumpkin patches and do the whole thing with that bullshit. And if that's what you do, cool. Like, seriously, like, that's great. Especially if you have little kids and shit. That's, you know, a fun thing to do. But we're adults who don't have kids, so we just go to Walmart or wherever and get our pumpkins. But Monday, Walmart had pumpkins. Plenty of them. All sizes. Super happy. And so, talking with my wife about it, we were like, okay, when do we want to do this? And so, it finally came down to like scheduling issues and like just been a rough week. So it came down to me getting them today. So 4 days later is how this is working. So today's Thursday. I'm just letting all sorts of behind the scenes of when I'm recording this. And there were no pumpkins. Not a goddamn pumpkin. They had a whole bunch of those ugly-ass gourd things they sell for $6. And they did have... I take it back. They did have some white pumpkins for, like, $3.50. Some small-ish white pumpkins. Which are kind of cool-looking. But that was it. Not any regular orange pumpkins. They, you know what they had instead? They had some goddamn Christmas fucking popcorn tins already out. And where the pumpkins used to be. Again, the fuck. Christmas And I know Christmas keeps getting out, like, earlier and earlier. And Halloween's almost here, so... But fucking A. God damn it. Pumpkins go bad. Why would people... When do you buy pumpkins? Like... Someone explain this to me. When is the best time to buy a pumpkin for Halloween? Because I'm confused. This is something we've done every year, and usually we don't have too many problems. This year, definitely some issues. We had to go to... I went to a different grocery store and ended up buying pumpkins for way more money. And even then, it was slim pickings. Because, again, apparently there's a thing about, you know, the whole... And I know people, some of you might say, be saying, well, yeah, there's a pumpkin shortage. And I totally understand that. But I want to reiterate, they had a shit ton of pumpkins on Monday. A shit ton. And now, Thursday, nothing. Practically nothing. And then instead they have Christmas crap out. And then the other grocery store I went to still had pumpkins. Like, they still had the small ones, they still had some medium ones, and they still had a few large ones, so they were kind of the uglier ones. So, the whole argument about there being a pumpkin shortage, which I know there is, doesn't really fly. I still think fucking Walmart is just being their asshole selves. I really doubt that Walmart sold out of pumpkins. But maybe they did. I fucking don't know. I really don't understand. When to buy a pumpkin, apparently, for cutting up his jack-o'-lanterns. Let me know. I really want to know when do you buy your pumpkin for carving? For Halloween. You know, how early is too early? Like, 1 year we did it, and it was way too early. they were sagging and almost rotting by the time Halloween actually came, and it was just no good. So... You know, we try to push it, like, within a couple of days because of that. And there's all sorts of, like, techniques. Supposedly, like, you can spray it with vinegar or bleach, which is not good because animals will munch on the pumpkins and you can poison them. So don't do that. Don't do stuff like that. But, yeah. When do you buy your pumpkins? I don't get it. I don't understand... Like, what do they do with those pumpkins? If they didn't sell them, which I really don't think they did, I mean, did they really sell out of pumpkins in 4 days? They're a multi-billion-dollar company. Like, they didn't buy enough pumpkins? I don't know. I'm just ranting about personal shit at this point, about Halloween and stuff. Like, I don't get it. Like, that's another rant. This is going to be a ranting episode for Goth Geek. Because I love Halloween, as most goths do. Most goths do. There we go. I can fucking talk. But I know that basically the way it works is you get Halloween on the 31st of October, and then November 1st, it's like Christmas just punches you in the face. It just happens. There's no avoiding it. It's just the way it is. Thanksgiving has been lost to Christmas. I joke, there's a joke that Lewis Black, the comedian, you know, talks about with like Christmas Part 1 and Christmas Part 2, and how, you know, back when he was a kid, Christmas wasn't fucking poking around, you know, in other people's holidays, and, you know, it stayed squarely in December. And hell, back in the early days, back in the olden days, you know, Christmas was barely a holiday. Like, you got Christmas Day off, and, like, people, like, bought Christmas trees, like, the day before. Like, they bought Christmas trees on Christmas Eve, you know? Like, that was it. You had a Christmas tree for, like, up for a week at the most. And now, you know, we have Christmas trees up for a month or so, a little less than a month, depending on how early you put it up. And this is all of you, all on the idea that you celebrate Christmas, which is a whole different thing, and we can talk about that later as we get further into Christmas. But basically, the idea is that there are more than one part. There's more than Christmas. It comes in four parts, basically. And even though we're in spooky season, we're basically in the pre-Christmas holiday. Pre-Christmas is September, mid-September to October 31st. That's pre-Christmas. Why is it pre-Christmas? Because there's still fucking asshole retailers out there who are celebrating, who are putting Christmas decorations out. And yeah, we mentioned Michael's already, because, you know, again, they celebrate Halloween super early, so of course they celebrate Christmas super early. But then you have like companies like Hobby Lobby who avoid Halloween like the plague, so of course they've had Christmas stuff up since July, end of July. And other retailers who just, yeah, they just don't care. And, you know, even Walmart and Target, you know, I'm bitching about them right now because of that exact same thing. You know, they're putting Christmas stuff up already. So it's pre-Christmas. And then you get November 1st through either November 30th or Black Friday or Thanksgiving. Really just depends on how you look at it. And that's Christmas Part 1. And what that is basically when everything starts ramping up. Because basically, like I said, November 1st hits and, like, it's just instantly, like, bring on the Christmas with a lot of people. And fuck you. Like, I love Christmas. My wife loves Christmas. Even though we're not Christian. But still, you don't need to, like, it doesn't need to be a 2-month fucking celebration. But hey, to each their own. But yeah, Christmas Part 1 is basically the month of November through Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is basically like a practice dinner for, you know, seeing your family and getting yourself mentally prepared to deal with all that. That's a joke. And then you have Christmas Part 2, which is, like, it's unavoidable at that point. Like, you can't miss it. And that's basically Black Friday or December 1st again to the Christmas holiday. To December 25th. And yeah, it's just unavoidable. At that point, you're just holding on for dear life and trying to survive this craziness that is the Christmas holiday. No matter what your religion is or, you know, how you celebrate or whatever, it's hard to avoid. It's just, if you live in the Western world, it's hard to really avoid Christmas. It's everywhere. And then you have post-Christmas, which is about a week long, December 26th through New Year's. And that's basically how I put it is, you know, the Christmas tree, if you're celebrating it, it's still up. The decorations are still out everywhere in town. There's still commercials. There's still movies. But the fucking holiday's over. And, like, this is something that's always bothered me, and I'll bring this up probably multiple times as we get closer. But it really bothers me because fucking A. Like, it's done. It's over with. Once the holiday's over, you take decorations down. Like, once Halloween's over, November 1st on Monday, I'll be fucking taking decorations down. As soon as Thanksgiving's over, you take the decorations down if you decorate for Thanksgiving, which some people do. There are, turkey decorations. 4th of July decorations, you know, same thing. You take those decorations down. But for some fucking reason, for Christmas, like, there's this weird tradition of keeping them up for a week. Up until New Year's, for some weird reason. So yeah, you have a whole week of like more Christmas of the Christmas decorations, but there's no tree, Christmas presents on the tree, and there's it's over, fucking over. But you're still keeping this charade. I don't get it. But that's part four, the post Christmas. So anyways, those are the four parts of the Christmas holiday, and we're in the pre Christmas one right now. Yeah, so that's why I'm complaining and pissed off at the world. Because, goddammit, it's supposed to be Halloween time, and I can't find fucking decorations that I want, and I can't find a goddamn pumpkin. Fuck. Anyways. Wow. I'm like 20 minutes into this fucking podcast, and all it's been about is me bitching about, finding stuff for Halloween. Let's talk about some other things, shall we? Cowboy Bebop, the live-action Netflix show, just dropped another trailer. And this time, not a teaser trailer, a full-on. It's premiering? Let's go with premiering. November 19th on Netflix. If you haven't seen the trailer, you should check it out. Oh my god. I am cautiously optimistic about this show. I love Cowboy Bebop the anime, and I, like everybody else, was skeptical, but it looks really good. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. It's Netflix, and as we've talked before on this podcast, Netflix does not have a great track record with live-action adaptations. We all know about the Death Note, the horribleness. That was such a bad movie. God. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and you love Death Note, the anime, you should go watch the Death Note Netflix live-action adaptation that's based in Seattle. And then you can be mad at me for telling you to do that, or recommending to do that, because you'll be pissed off at that movie. It's a pretty bad movie. But yeah, Netflix doesn't have a good track record, but here we are, and it looks good for Cowboy Bebop. It really does. And they keep using their original music, and it's just, go see the trailer. It's on YouTube right now. It was dropped yesterday. Go watch it. It looks really good. I'm not going to say it looks great. There's definitely some people who are not going to like it. But I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm hoping for the best. If you go into this show expecting it to be just like the anime, you're going to be disappointed. But I think if you go in, you know, expecting it to be similar to the anime, but different, like different storylines or something along those lines, I think, kind of like, you know, kind of like the MCU movies. You know, they're loosely based off the comic books, but they change things up a little bit. But people still enjoy them. Same thing here. I think if we go in with that kind of attitude, this might be a good show. We'll see. We've gotten a few more things for Neil Gaiman's Sandman, which is also a Netflix live-action adaptation. We've gotten a few posters and pictures of Lucifer, and I'm excited. That's going to look... It looks cool, but we'll see. Well, that one's still a little ways off compared to Cowboy Bebop, so, we've got some time on that one. What else has been going on? He-Man, the Masters of the Universe Revelations Part 2 trailer just dropped yesterday as well, actually. Skeletor looks like a badass. Mark Hamilton? That's not right. Mark Hamill? Why is my brain not working with me? Mark Hamill. Yes. Hamilton is the guy from NCIS, I think. Dear Lord. Mark Hamill. Does a great job. I've always loved him as the Joker from the Batman series. And he does a great way of twisting that, using that similar voice, but twisting it. And so it works. I love him as Skeletor. And I know there's a lot of haters out there for the He-Man series by Kevin Smith. A lot of people are saying it's a bait and switch and all sorts of other bullshit. And fucking, I don't agree with you. I liked the part one. I'm looking forward to part two, which comes out on Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving weekend. So it's coming up too. So we're getting Cowboy Bebop on the 19th and part two, 5 episodes of Masters of the Universe Thanksgiving weekend. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff. Super excited about it. It looks really good. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. If you hated the first part, still go watch the trailer, because I really think it's going to show that maybe you were wrong. It wasn't the bait and switch you thought it was. I don't know. I don't understand people hate for it. I really don't. I think they did a great job with part one. And I'm looking forward to part two of Masters of the Universe. And that's saying a lot, because I was never... As a child, I was a fan of Masters of the Universe. I remember having He-Man toys, like, from the 80s. But that's... Despite being in my 40s and being... I guess I can say that now, huh? I'm 41, so I guess I can say I'm in my 40s. That makes me feel old. But it's true. So... Despite being in my 40s and being in that ripe age of, like, perfect age for, like, going down the nostalgia train, I don't really give a flying rat's ass about He-Man. Never have. Never wanted to go back down that train, down that rabbit hole, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But I had some free time, and I watched Masters of the Universe, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I was pleasantly surprised. Jesus, surprised. So I'm looking forward to part two, just finishing up the story. Seeing Skeletor being a badass. I'll be honest, I kind of wish Skeletor could just win. I know he can't. I know, like, the spoiler, if you haven't seen part one yet, you might want to stop right here for a second or skip over. Part, you know, the ending of part one where he kind of wins, he does win, it seems like, but you know he's not going to, like, obviously he's not, that this can't happen, Skeletor can't win, I don't know, I'm looking forward to it, but, it'd be kind of cool if Skeletor could just win, like, how dark would that be if Skeletor just won, and he was, like, the master of the universe and ruler of all the lands, and He-Man is just dead or in a prison forever, and that's just how they ended it. Like, that was done, and Netflix is like, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. Like, that was the one season, 10 episodes. Skeletor wins. I would watch the shit out of that over and over again. That'd be amazing. But that's not probably going to happen. Probably not. But it'll still be a good 5 episodes, and it'll still probably have a great conclusion. Those are coming out real soon. Ghostbusters comes out also on the 19th, if I remember correctly, or the 20th of November. Ghostbusters Afterlife. Some of the reviews are coming in and not saying it's that great, but... fuck them. I don't see how this movie could be bad. Let me rephrase that. It could be bad. But right now, I can't see how. From the trailers I've seen that are out there, which any of us can see, anybody can see, watch them if you haven't, it looks pretty fun. I mean, it's got Paul Rudd. It looks like it's going to have the original from Originals in it. Which has been a dream that we've all wanted for, like, ever. So, I don't see how it can be bad. I recently rewatched the 2016 all-female cast one. And That got a lot more hate than I really should have. I mean, I didn't hate it the first time I saw it either. I thought it wasn't bad at all. My only issue with that one was that I really didn't like the fact that they brought the original cast in as other characters. I thought it was kind of weird cameos. But beyond that, it was not a bad movie per se. I'm rewatching it recently. Again, it's not a bad movie. I feel like it has a little more slapstick in it, a little more I don't know, a little more of that kind of humor in it than the original Ghostbusters, but I could be wrong. I probably am. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, so that's coming out soon. I'm looking forward to it. If you haven't seen all the trailers for Ghostbusters Afterlife, definitely check it out. Yeah, that's super excited. I don't know why it's not coming out in October, because that would make so much more sense. I mean, Ghostbusters in October. But I think the original came out in November too, actually. For some reason, that's just a thing that seems to happen. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming out in November. Super excited about all that. And we got Halo Infinite coming out in December for video games. We got the, oh my god, let's talk about that for a second. We got the gameplay trailer for the, or not the gameplay trailer, but the fucking campaign video trailer, 6-minute thing for Halo Infinite. Oh my god. I'm going to tell you folks right now. I don't play Halo campaigns very much. I started playing Halo at 2. Halo 2. Not 2 years old. And I never played the campaign for Halo 2 at all. By the time I started playing it, it had been out forever. And then Halo 3 came out. And I played that campaign a lot. But I ended up losing... my save got lost 3 different times. And I had to start over. And after the third time, I was done. So... yeah. And then Halo 4 came out, and I actually played and beat Halo 4. Well, before that, Halo ODST, Halo 3 ODST came out, and I played and beat that. That was my first Halo game that I actually ever beat. The campaign completely. Halo 4 I did that. Halo Reach I did not. Halo 5 I had no interest. I tried to play it. I got not very far at all. Did not care about Halo 5 at all. Just nothing about Halo 5 I liked. For the campaign. But here we are, Halo Infinite. And that video, that everything, what they're doing, it looks like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it a lot. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, again, go on YouTube. IGN has it. Go watch it. It's 6 minutes long. It's voiced by Jen Taylor, the voice of Cortana, and it's amazing. I loved it. Loved all of it. The graphics look a lot better. Everything looks really good. So I'm super excited about that, which is surprising because, again, my track record for Halo campaigns is not good. And who knows? Maybe by the time the game comes out, or when the game comes out and I play it, I won't get very far either, and just stick with the multiplayer, which is what I have done with all the games, mostly thus far. But yeah, if you're a Halo fan like I am, an Xbox gamer like I am, then by all means, check out that video. There's definitely some major changes they've done to this that are different from the other Halo games, which you may or may not like. What else is going on? Oh, there's been some more announcements from Rob Zombie about the Munsters movie. There was a picture that was released. You can look this up, of Herman, Lily, and Grandpa in their makeup. Rob Zombie, I love your music, and I've never seen any of your movies because I don't like horror films. I've said this before, not a big horror fan. I applaud you for being a big fan of the Munsters, because, hey, I love the Munsters, I love the Addams Family more, but, you know, most goths, I think, love the Addams Family and Munsters on some level. So I applaud you for, you know, taking on this passion project and, you know, whatnot. And I'm still trying to be, as I've said before, this is the official phrase of this podcast, cautiously optimistic. But I don't see why you keep casting the same people in your films. Well, like, why are you doing the Adam Sandler thing? You don't, like, you're a big enough director, I think, at this point. And the Munsters is a big enough IP. Like, this isn't an indie film, as far as I'm aware, right? Like, the Munsters is still owned by Paramount or whoever. Like, why did your wife have to be cast as Lily? Like, was she really the best person for that? Why did your one friend have to be cast as Herman? You know, again, and I'm not, again, I'm trying to be optimistic, because they are good actors, from what I've been told, because, again, I do not watch his movies, so I do not know. I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm really on the fence on this one, folks. But the picture looks cool. It's cool to see them dressed up. If you haven't seen it, look it up. They're in front of the house, it looks like, and they're full makeup and get up. Lily looks pretty spot on. Grandpa and Herman, I don't know. Grandpa especially didn't look exactly the way I would have thought. With that unique look from the TV show and subsequent specials and whatnot, but, you know, it's his vision. So, you know, he can do whatever he wants. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic about it, the Munsters movie. What do you think? Let me know. Like, what are your thoughts on the Munsters and Rob Zombie's passion project? Give me a comment, shoot me a DM. What are your thoughts on those? I would really like to know your, like, what other people think. Are you excited about it? Yeah. Also, from the last podcast, I had said something about the What If series by Marvel being over with. It was like a cliffhanger, and so was there possibly a season 2? Apparently, I was mistaken, because there was a final episode with the final boss battle with the What If series, which is on Disney Plus. So that was my bad on that. So, correction on that one from episode 33 of the podcast. So there was a final episode for the What If series with the battle with the Watcher and Ultron, and him bringing together a team of, like, Avengers from multiple worlds or multiple planes of existence, realities. It was a pretty cool episode, I guess. Interesting, for sure. I don't really give a fuck about What If anymore, I'll be honest. It just went downhill. Like, the first episode with Agent Carter, or Captain Carter, I guess is what was titled, I really liked that one. And I just felt like it kind of went downhill from there to me. I don't know why. It was definitely a good mixture, I guess, of, like, murders and spies, and I don't know. They were all kind of connected, which I thought they weren't supposed to be. It really kind of threw off the whole idea of it being an anthology. So, yeah. I don't know. I didn't really like it. What did you think? Are you watching? Did you watch What If? It's on Disney Plus. I usually plug Disney Plus at least once an episode. I'll plug it again right now, because even though I don't like What If, Star Wars Visions I do like. So you should be watching that if you haven't already. We still have a couple episodes of that to watch, because we're taking our time, because it's really good, most of it. Anyways, if you listen to episode 33, you'll hear me talk about which episodes I liked and which ones I didn't thus far. Surprisingly, in the last few weeks, I have not watched any more since episode 33. But yeah, I'm just not a big fan of What If. Hawkeye, we've seen trailers for that. That looks pretty good. It's kind of a Christmassy feel. That comes out in November too. Holy shit, that's a lot of shit coming out in November. Hawkeye's not a character I've ever really cared about, but Kate Bishop is an interesting character, and so the fact that they're bringing her into it, I'm kind of excited about. It definitely seems like it has a good humor to it, so I'm looking forward to that. If you're a Hawkeye fan from the MCU, again, I'll recommend checking out Disney Plus. It's $8 a month. It's worth it just for all of the Star Wars stuff and Marvel stuff if you're a Marvel fan, or the classic Disney stuff if you're a Disney fan. You know, whatever floats your boat that Disney owns, whatever IP that they owned that you're into, it's worth it for that. Mandalorian Season 3 is going to be coming out sometime next year, but Boba Fett, the Book of, is coming out at the tail end of this year, so in a few months. So, you know, there's lots of reasons to get Disney Plus. But yeah, if you're a Hawkeye fan or just an MCU fan and want to continue the story, the Hawkeye, the TV series, will be releasing in just a few weeks, in November. So yeah, man, November is packed full of stuff to see. Super excited. Holy shit, I think we're going to cut this episode here, because I've been rambling on for quite a while now. I didn't even get on the topics of tattoos that I wanted to talk about, or seasonal depression, because that's a thing that's been going around. I really wanted to touch on that. But I guess we'll be saving that for next episode. So, by all means, let me know what series you're interested in. That I've brought up. Are you interested in the Munsters movie? Are you interested in the Hawkeye series that's coming out? Are you interested in Ghostbusters? Are you interested in Cowboy Bebop? You know, let me know. Comment. Let me hear from you folks. And yeah, hopefully I'll be recording another episode in 2 weeks or so. All right. Bye.